And this afternoon, I have the privilege to have Glenn Bradfield all the way from Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape with us in Spectrum. And we're talking about the uncertain journey that he and his wife, Joanita, had with their youngest of four children, Judah, age three, who underwent a liver transplant just over 2 years ago and has faced multiple health complications in his little young life. Glenn, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Johan, and Radio Pulpit listeners. Thank you so much for having me. What a privilege.
You are so welcome, my brother. Tell us, Gqeberha, how's the weather this afternoon?
It's quite lovely. We've got a bit of a breeze, not a gale force wind that P is known for, but a nice breeze just keeping things relatively cool after some good rain yesterday. So, yeah, it's all good down here.
Praise the Lord and enjoy it. Are you a guy who goes down to the beach often?
Yeah, my family loves the beach. We try and get down there as often as we can. It's such a special family time to dip the toes into the ocean and just spend some time on the sand. Yeah, we absolutely love it.
Which one do you go to, Hobie Beach or Summer Strand or Humid?
Yeah. So we actually mix it up a lot. Depending, we like to go wherever it's a bit more quiet. So we'll kind of scan the scene a bit beforehand, and then we'll bounce between all of those that you've mentioned. Just so we can have a bit more space. I do have a fairly large family, so we need a bit of a good surface area around it.
Great stuff. Glenn, the Lord has been so great and wonderful to you and Joanita and your four children. And the youngest of your four children, Judah, is aged three, if I'm correct.
Yes, you're 100% correct. Three and a half.
Three and a half years old. Yeah, never forget the half one. And he underwent a liver transplant over 2 years ago.
Yes.
Take us down that route. How did you experience this? What happened? How did you discover that there are some challenges in his health? And how did you get into the transplant situation?
Yeah, Johan. So Judah was born on the 1st of September 2021. And if you and your listeners can recall, COVID was pretty rough around that period of life. And so even my wife, he was the only child where I wasn't allowed with her in the delivery room and stuff like that. There had to be separation. So that was quite horrible. But we were so grateful when his safe arrival into the world came, like I said, beginning of September. And then we went home. We had done this before with three other kids, and everything looked good, and he was, you know, hitting growth milestones, and he was developing well. And so we went for his 3 months post-birth checkup. And again, that was in December. Only one parent allowed in. My wife went to go see the doctor. And they were just going through a few things. The doctor was really happy. He was gaining weight. He was looking fairly good. They did note a bit of yellowing in the sclera of his eyes, you know, the whites of your eyes. And there was slight yellowing, but he wasn't too concerned about it. And just before they were about to leave, my wife said to him, "Oh, hey, doc, just one thing. I've had three other kids before. This child's his poo, for lack of a better word, is like a pale gray white color, you know, like consistently." And the doctor's eyes went as big as saucers, and he pulled her back into the room and asked her a few more questions. And this was the 14th of December, 2021. And after a few stuff, he booked us into St. George's Hospital the very next day. And he basically told us that is one of the telltale signs of liver damage, and we're not sure how far advanced it is because obviously your liver produces bile, and bile is what gives your feces the varying color, you know, whether it's brown or slightly green or whatever, and a pale gray color shows that no bile is going into the system. And they did some tests down here, and they said, "Listen, we have to send you to a specialist in Johannesburg. We need more tests done and stuff." So that was a whirlwind time. We were supposed to be kind of winding down for Christmas, and all of a sudden, within just a handful of days, we found ourselves in Johannesburg at the Wits Donald Gordon Medical Center. And Judah underwent a barrage of tests. He was in there for nearly a week, and the doctor then called us in afterwards and said, listen, all the signs are there. He's in liver failure, unfortunately, and we can't say how long exactly. We predict somewhere between 6 and 9 months. If he doesn't get a liver transplant, it will be fatal, you know. And I remember sitting on the other side of the table just going, you know, is Leon Schuster going to jump out from behind somewhere, or is this can't be happening? Surely not. And it was such a week of chaos that led up to that. And so we basically were just like, okay, we gathered ourselves and we said, all right, Lord, you blessed us with this little boy. Your word says that children are a gift from you. And so we are standing in faith that you are going to heal him. You know, something's going to give you, and we're trusting that you've got it. And we went down the journey. And anyway, it got to a stage where we needed to really start looking for donors, because neither my wife nor I were a match. That's another long story in and of itself. And we put a call out to family and friends. And one of our very close friends, actually her and her husband, were our very first cell group leaders when my wife and I were still dating. And our very first cell group, you know, back in 2007, and the Lord prompted her, just take the test, fill out the forms and stuff like that. And Ashley Donne, you know, landed up being our boy's donor. And she obviously is a wife herself, two young daughters. So she had a family to consider, because she was willingly putting up her hand saying, listen, I'm willing to put my life at risk for the sake of giving your boy a second chance, you know. And that's just love personified. I tell you what, we were absolutely blown away. And Ash became Judah's donor. And 2022, it took us through just a journey of real ups and downs as we were trying to get him to gain weight, because that was one of the key factors, is that he needed to be at a minimum weight of 10 kilograms before the doctors would even touch him with a knife, just because they unfortunately saw too many negative outcomes with kids that weren't heavy enough, because they lose a lot of weight post-op as well. And the very real difficulty is you struggle to gain weight if you've got a failing liver, because so many of your bodily processes revolve around, you know, the correct assimilation of stuff and absorption of nutrients and so forth. And so that was really difficult. But praise the Lord for breastfeeding. We always say my wife had real full cream milk, and Judah loved his mom's milk, and some really creative force feeding ways. Literally, my wife had to find creative ways to force feed this boy just to get the calories in him, like an oversupply, because most of it would actually just get passed through. And after a few missed transplants, he picked up a number of infections because his immune system was starting to wane, and he had an underlying kind of ear issue where he had recurring infections. And again, the doctors won't operate unless you clear of any infection, you know, for a length of time. And anyway, we eventually, after 4 missed transplant dates, they set a date for X, and a few days before, Judah would pick up an infection, and we'd have to push out the date further and push it out further and push it out further. And eventually we got to the 18th of October, 2022. And Ashley and Judah underwent a 6-hour-plus operation, and it was successful. They snip a piece off of Ashley's liver and take Judah's failing liver out. When we saw it, it looked like a char-grilled McDonald's patty. It was just, the doctors were blown away that this boy had got to 13 months of life with that liver. It was hard and crusty and black, and it's supposed to be soft and pliable and plump and purplish pink, you know. And again, that was, again, just God sustaining him. We believe that completely. And it was a successful transplant, and we were super grateful for that, but that wasn't the end of the road. You know, that was October 2022. And as he spent 50 days in hospital post-transplant, which was really tough as well. My wife and I actually went up to Johannesburg, and thank the Lord for my parents here in Port Elizabeth. They looked after our other 3 kids. So they did the school run with them and stuff like that, while my wife and I were rotating shifts at Judah's bedside. We just couldn't leave his side. And and then fortunately my mom-in-law was at that side as well, so we had a bit of support in Joburg, and just incredible community support. You know, we met plugged into an incredible church who just received us as their own. And, yeah, something that has been apparent throughout this entire journey, we have been so grateful for the community of the saints, you know, the community of fellowship, of church fellowship, because, yeah, there's so much support that we needed, and they offered that to us, which we are so grateful for.
What a testimony. And I'm looking at a little video of this little Judah, and he's got the most beautiful little curly hairs, and he is, on this video, he's singing and having a green and blue guitar with a microphone and just enjoying life. Glenn, just in closing, what would you say if you could send a WhatsApp to the Lord about this afternoon?
Fortunately, WhatsApp is able to take a lot of characters, so I think it would be a bit of a thesis that we would send him. I think in the earlier days, there was questioning. We were just like, Lord, what is going on? Where are you in this? But as we've progressed along the journey, we have seen God's faithfulness through it all, that he has never left us nor forsook us, that he's had a plan through it all. You know, that he has allowed certain things to happen and other things not. And I think so often we will never realize the things that God is not allowed to happen. But we would just want to say we love you, King Jesus. We're so thankful for you, and we praise you. Judah means praise. And we could never say his name without praising. Even during the really tough, difficult times, we would be reminded to just praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he has kept us through it. And we couldn't be more grateful for all that he's done for us.
Glenn Bradfield from Klibeha, Port Elizabeth. And if you ever need a property in the Eastern Cape in Port Elizabeth in Klibeha, get hold of him, Glenn Bradfield. He is a property practitioner at Expo Reality. And may the Lord just bless you, sir, and Juanita and your four children, and especially to Judah. We praise the Lord God Almighty with you this afternoon. And thank you so much for sharing your testimony to the glory of God with us this afternoon, sir.
Thank you so much, Johan. We really appreciate that. Eh?
God bless. Give him a hug from this Opa.
Definitely will. Thank you, sir.